Now trading in Ben Franklin's for Norman Rockwell's. Economics correspondent Paul Solman visits one New England county that prints its own money. It's part of his ongoing reporting, Making Sense of Financial News.
The Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, home to the historic Red Lion Inn in Stockbridge, operating continuously since 1773, back when the tab might have been settled with newly minted so-called Continentals, revolutionary currency. 240 years later, I can pay by United States dollar, of course, or credit card.
Paul Solman, what's my bill?
Right now you have an outstanding balance of $148.10.
$148.10.
Yes. Okay,
but the inn offers another option.
Thank you.
But I'm going to get Berkshires.
Oh, perfect.
To pay with. That's okay.
Absolutely.
Berkshires, an alternative, small is beautiful, local currency, born in 2006, and now accepted by some 400 businesses in Berkshire County. The process begins at five area banks, one conveniently right next door to the Red Lion Inn. Among them, the banks have about 1 million Berkshires in their vaults, circulated only when someone like me steps up to the window.
Can I trade dollars for Berkshires here? Just no questions asked?
No fuss, no muss. And you buy Berkshires at a 5% discount, getting 105 Berkshires for every $100.
$700.
For my $700 to cover our crew costs for several nights at the inn, 735 Berkshires.
I'm back.
Hi.
Hey, with Berkshires.
And thus you get a discount at every place that accepts the local currency. Because at the bank, it takes 105 Berkshires to buy back $100. The main purpose then...
Berkshires is just a way to keep money within the community.
Brian Butterworth is the Red Lion Inn's director of sales.
We don't make money off of it or lose money off of it.
But wait a second, I just got a 5% discount. That's not good for the Red Lion Inn, is it?
We take your Berkshires at the same value as U.S. dollars, and we spend them as U.S. dollars, and it stays in our community because there's a geographical limit to where you can redeem Berkshire.
And in keeping with the small is beautiful philosophy, the limit is about 10 miles outside Berkshire County's borders.
But we don't enforce who can take Berkshires and who can't.
Alice Maggio runs the Berkshires program out of the Schumacher Center for New Economics in Great Barrington. E.F. Schumacher was the author of Small is Beautiful. But Maggio admits small can also be parochial.
You can see local currencies as isolationist and secessionist.
Protectionist.
Or protectionist.
But she hardly thinks Berkshires represent a threat to global trade.
We used to have this system in this country. We used to have local currencies everywhere.
Yes.
That's what we'd like to see again, is this regional currencies that work for their region, and then a national currency. Why not?
In a remarkably apt application of the phrase think globally, act locally, there's a mini boom in local currencies worldwide, especially in Europe. The Heimgauer in southern Germany. In France, the Pays Basque Jusco and Toulouse Sol Violet. The Bristol Pound and the Brixton Pound in the UK. But while thinking globally, we too were acting locally and thus more interested in the currency of Berkshire County. So Alice Maggio took us for a tour of our options. First stop, the Magic Fluke, a local ukulele manufacturer.
Hello.
We make a great solid body ukulele where we actually took the trees down and, kiln dried the wood.
Co-owner Phyllis Webb, a woman some might describe as from an earlier era.
Right here in Sheffield, we've been able to find some wood for our fretboards. And in our new violin, we'll be using an injection molder right here in Pittsfield, so not far away.
Ideally, the Magic Fluke pays in Berkshires for the parts to make its instruments.
We do sell all over the world, but we hire local people. It's good for our country to keep manufacturing here. It's about community support. It's about shopping local. It's about sustainability right here where we live and we work.
Now, the Berkshires are known for a certain kind of lifestyle, which attracts what you might call cosmopolitan locals.
I came on a July 4th weekend
25 years ago and fell in love with the area, and it took me 10 years to move here full time.
This is François, how are you?
Jean-François Bizalion, a native of Arles in the south of France, used to be a fashion editor. Now runs his own gourmet shop in Great Barrington.
We take Berkshires from our customers when they purchase food or items off the shelf, and we also pay some of the vendors locally with our Berkshires.
So is it more a political act on your part or a self-interested act in the sense that you'll get more business if there are more people circulating or owning Berkshires?
It's a bit of both. We're trying to encourage local industries and possibly put a stop to big formula stores who might be coming in and not having the same effect when they do business here as a small enterprise would. So in that sense, it is political.
I assume you mean liberal political or sort of left-wing political. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is fair. Left-wing, maybe. Liberal, yes.
6687. And so it went everywhere we visited. Melville. At establishments that have been doing business with Berkshires since day one, and with recent converts that Alice Maggio was just signing up.
My name is Ari Zorn of Zorn Core Fitness. I signed up for Berkshires today. I think it's a beautiful thing.
A locavore latte lover's liberal dream come true? This isn't partisan, says Brian Butterworth, a Republican.
There's also a conservative appeal as well because of some concerns with the money system as it is right now in the United States.
Tom's Toys also fails to fit the stereotype.
Anything that's made locally?
Local New England, local, or no, USA, but not in Great Barrington or Berkshire County, no.
In fact, most of the toys Tom Levin showed me for my grandkids, like most toys everywhere, were, yes, made in China. Still, Levin sees himself as doing his part to save Main Street for tourists and locals alike.
Is Berkshires the answer to the threat to retail from the internet and chain stores?
I would say it's part of the answer. You know, the answer is also to create awareness among people that, you know, if they shop online, 100% of what they spend goes into the same cyberspace that they're sending their order. You know, if they shop at a big box store, 65% of what they spend leaves the community.
But in the end, do consumers really care? Legend has it the very first Berkshire transaction took place across this counter at Ruby's Coffee Shop. Owner Matt Rubiner says the Berkshire movement was something of a fad at first. Then
it went through kind of a fallow time, but now we're beginning to see more and more.
And Alice Maggio is working hard to add even more businesses, is eyeing a scheme to issue more Berkshires as so-called productive loans to local businesses by fronting them the currency to start up or expand. Ultimately, she also hopes to untie Berkshires from the U.S. dollar.
That is our goal, is to create a currency that holds its value, as opposed to a currency like the dollar that's inflating constantly. So, and that at that point, people will want to use Berkshires.
And for folks in places like Berkshire County, under the cloud of both deindustrialization and globalization for decades now, the hope is that here comes the sun once more.
Online, you could read more of Paul's conversation with Alice Maggio about the evolution of Berkshires and her vision for the local currency.